Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome colleague Denny Charrett, founder and CEO of DC Finance. This is family offices. You've heard about it. You've read about it. What is a family office? It is chiefly a way of dealing with a changing world. The pandemic, the IPCC report on climate change, also the fact that we're dealing with markets that are extremely fluid. Brexit taught us that. You don't have one version of anything to clip coupons. That is a very wonderful antique that we no longer speak of. We speak of the dynamic of world markets, the commodity markets coming out of this pandemic, the recovery, inflation, all of that. Denny, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. I want to do some definitions first. What is a family office, and how is it that you speak to high net worth individuals about forming a family office? Good day to you, Denny.
Hey, nice to be on your show again, John. Thank you. So let me tell you a little bit how it works. Basically, we call ourselves family office and high net worth community. When you look at family wealth, right, high net worth individuals, I would say there are three kinds. One is the old school money, right? The old families that go generation after generation, right? All these families, that's one. The other is corporate, right? If you're working for a corporate 500, Fortune 500 company, you make a lot of money as well. That's corporate money. And maybe three would be people that had an exit and suddenly have a liquidity event. Now, the difference is the first one, you know, the old school money that's going generation after generation, they are the ones that plan more, they had more time, they understood the importance of, of estate planning and everything around that. So when you're above a certain amount, level of wealth, let's say $100 million, you want to have a family office that's a group of people that work for you. You pay them, they work in-house, and they do everything from legal to accounting, to investments, to all of that, right? And they're working on your behalf, so you know they are yours, and it's not going to be a case where you're working with a bank like so many did, and they sell you something that they want to sell you because they earn on it, and it's really not good for you, right? So that's a family office. There is what you call a multi-family office. There is a hybrid between a bank and a family office, meaning, let's say you have $20 to $100 million, you're not big enough to have four people on your payroll just to do that work. So they work with several families. They are not allowed to get any commissions. That's the biggest problem when you get commissions from the different funds that they allocate money to. So again, they work for you, but because you're not as wealthy, they work with also other 10, 20, 100 families. So that's the definition really that I give to family offices. And so it's both the high net worth that are the families above and the family offices who work for those families that chose to build a family office. You could have a family that didn't do that. They just have an accountant and a trust person somewhere, and that's it. So
we have a changing format for investors around the world. One is the fluidity of the markets. The second is the pandemic. The third is now anticipating generational change, we're told by the UN. Are these questions all now front and center for the conferences you hold? Is that important to your investors? Parts of the family office are investors. Is it important for them to reassess the next 50 or 70 years, Denny?
For sure. During the pandemic, I spoke to a very famous family that you know very well in New York City, and they suddenly said to themselves, gee, our founder is 88 years old. We didn't work on a will. We didn't work on Next Generation, and the pandemic is in your face. This could happen, you know, from today to tomorrow. So first of all, many have understood that they have to work on the estate planning side and plan ahead the next generation very fast. So that's one thing. And the second thing, you know, when I met one of the investors, when I started in London, and I asked him, how come there aren't any platforms online where, you know, all these families would do business? He said, no. I want to look you in the eye. When I'm doing a business with you, he pointed his finger at his eye. I want to look you in the eye, see that I trust you, get something. Now, the pandemic took that away. You cannot look somebody in the eye because you are on Zoom call. So I think in that respect, many had to go and invest and do a lot of things they weren't not used to via Zoom. But at the same time, I think that, you know, as already now I see some families travel. I think they will be the first ones to be back because they do believe in seeing people in person, which you do not get in Zoom. At a Zoom call, I don't get things that you want to hide. I don't see the pictures on your wall that tell me a lot about yourself. I cannot look you in the eye like I would have when I met you. So I think they have to adjust now, but hopefully in a year or two, they'll be back to normal. I wish us all, of course.
What are you anticipating in once we can travel again freely? I mentioned, of course, that we can travel to Europe now as American citizens, but travel from Europe is very restricted. There are a lot of rules. Some continents are closed, such as Australia. So looking on the other side of that, what do you anticipate the family office and high net worth community is going to look like? Are you going to gather in large cities again and hold conferences? And what will the themes be?
I think families are eager to meet one another. They're losing their minds. Don't forget that these people are people that used to go out a lot. You go to conferences, go to resorts, meet their peers. It's not people that sat at home all week. So they suffer very badly. I hear even, you know, in Canada, where the government has been very slow, there was a lot of criticism how slow they were. And I speak to families and they're saying, we cannot wait. We need to meet. That's it. We're losing our heads here. We're losing our mind. So I think they will be the first ones. You know what? I'll give you another example. We already held, I don't know if you know, John, we already held two conferences, one in September, one last May at the World Trade Center, right here in New York. Larry Silverstein was the keynote speaker of the last conference. And people were there. We did it at the rooftop, so it did allow us to do it in a, you know, secure, healthy way, but people actually came. So some people were not here, right? So if normally I get 200 people, 100 of them now are in Florida, are, you know, in LA or wherever they are. Not LA actually, but Florida probably. But people did come. People need that interaction. They need to meet one another. They need to co-invest. They need, you know, communication. So I think we'll see them back very, very fast.
And the fluidity of the markets, has that changed in the pandemic? Have you seen significant concerns about long-term investment? Anything like that, Denny? Any trends?
I think you see different opportunities in the market. You know, I believe it was Larry Silverstein that once said, I never want to miss on a good recession. Right? So when there's a recession, there are opportunities. And if you're liquid, you get the best opportunities. So I think you saw them going into healthcare that you didn't see before. I think you saw them going into distress real estate that unfortunately we had a lot of that. And I think you've seen them going into technology companies, for instance, because the valuation is lower. If you have a harder time to raise capital in some areas of tech did very well during the pandemic, but many others needed capital now more than before, and the valuation was lower. So there were a lot of opportunities for the families to invest. So I think that's what you've seen. You've seen them looking at interesting opportunities that they knew now is the time to go after.
Denny Charrett is the founder and CEO of DC-Finance for family offices and high net worth community. The web address to learn much more about the coming days and months and years of coming out of the pandemic but dealing with the risk is dcfinance.com, dcfinance.com. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.